Hello, this is Yvette Francino from Search Software Quality. I'm here with Matt Koiser, who has been doing a series of podcasts for us. Matt is a member of the technical staff at SocialText. And our topic today is going to be truly distributed agile test and software delivery practices. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Yvette. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. So you work from home at SocialText. Tell us more about that. How did you end up getting that position?
It's a really neat story, actually. I gave a talk at Google's Test Automation Conference a few years ago. And those conferences really attract high-end people. So I was referencing Chris McMahon, and I realized that he was in the audience, right? And I was like, hey, everybody, that's the guy. That's Chris McMahon over there. Raise your hand, Chris. And so I got to meet him through that process. I'd read some of his work. He'd read some of mine. It was really neat. 6 months goes by. He puts an email out saying SocialText is looking for a test lead. And I wrote back and said, only if I can work from home, ha ha ha, right? And he said, Matt, our entire engineering staff works remote. That is our model. Sure. I would recommend you if you want to apply. So that's a little bit of serendipity and a little bit of luck, and here I am, 2.5 years later.
Great. Well, what do you mean by the phrase truly distributed?
I suppose it would be as opposed to what most people say when they say distributed. What they really mean is we had a company and it bought another company in Poland, and then we outsourced testing to Pakistan, and now we've got this other product management group that oversees both of the combined companies. So you still have people that are getting into a car and driving to work an hour each way and sitting in a cubicle for 8 or 9 hours a day, right? That's when people say distributed, that's typically what they mean, which is kind of funny. You know, when I looked at when I was working on my master's degree and I looked at where do companies come from, it was, you know, the 19th century when you had to have a coal mine or you had an oil well and you had a place to physically go into, that you had to set your building up there and it needed to be near train tracks so you could transport your stuff by rail. With knowledge work, we don't have to do any of that anymore, right? So instead of having these sort of satellite offices, we could all work wherever there's internet and power. And that's what I mean by truly distributed. And I think that is a very different model than most companies think of when they use the term.
Okay, so yours, it's more like a work from anywhere. As long as you have internet access, you can work from anywhere. You don't have to go into an office. Is your definition of truly distributed?
Absolutely, because that enables the results only work environment, right? Instead of saying, well, you know, he was in his chair 9 hours today. I don't know if he got anything done, but at least he didn't have any fun. The company has to find ways to figure out whether you're effective and manage that. And if you can do that, whether you're in your chair 9 hours a day, or 8, or 7, or 11, it makes a whole lot less difference.
So is everyone at your company, does anyone work in an office, or is everyone working from home, basically, or from wherever they want to work?
The entire engineering staff, the developers, testers, product owners, product management, work from wherever there's internet and power. I find that saying work from home can have some connotations sometimes, so I like work remote or off-site. But
uh-huh.
It's funny, I said off-site the other day and I meant not at home. It was kind of an odd moment for me because I was working in Grand Rapids in town. But we do have a physical office for the executives, the sales staff. There's a couple of sales offices throughout the country. And some of the traditional executives do come into the office every day, and that is an option. If you live in Palo Alto, California, or that area, and you would just be more comfortable coming into the office, we could find you a cube there if you work for us. You know, otherwise, you'd have to rent one somewhere or work from home.
But the software team, so the developers and the test group and the delivery people, are they all remote and distributed, and you follow an agile process in your development work in this distributed way? Is that correct?
Yeah. When people say agile, and this early agile movement was all about co-located, everybody has to be in the same building, right? And same room, no walls. And I really admire and respect that, and I think that's a great way to start. But I think what they were really saying was we need to have a high degree of very tight, constant communication, right? That's what they really needed. So everyone at Social Text is on an instant message system. And if you are hailed in that system, if you're logged in and your status is your present, you're really expected to reply within about 90 seconds. So we take a productivity hit from that. We take a sort of, might not be in the zone all the time, hit for that on purpose, so that no one's ever blocked. If you have a question, you ask it, you get an answer, you drive on.
Well, how does that work when people are in different time zones, that their business hours are not the same as, don't overlap?
It really depends on the time period of the company. Like when I first started, I did a little bit more working odd hours, working California-ish time just to ramp up. But once I knew what I was doing and I could be effective on my own, I could work East Coast 9 to 5 without a problem. That puts me in California 10 to 2, which is sort of our core hours. We do have some developers who are simply outstanding. Just the high-quality talent. There's one, she's in Taiwan. Just incredibly strong developer, and we are just pleased to have her. So we try to find work that is easily slice-offable, and you can go off in a corner and be developed, and it can be tested the next morning. That's very straightforward, and it tends to actually fit well with her niche. So there are a couple of cases where we tried to divide the work to make it possible, but for the most part, most people work core hours, and that's enough to get by.
All right. So you mentioned that the need for communication was one of the reasons that Agile typically asks for co-location. What about, are you following a Scrum methodology, or what type of Agile methodology do you follow?
Well, I think that every company, like I don't think anybody, very few people do the pure Nokia Scrum test, right? Extreme programming, I think it was Ron Jeffries who said that if you're doing extreme programming for more than 2 years by the book, and you're still doing it by the book, you're not doing XP anymore, because the definition of XP, one of the practices is inspect and adapt. So you should be getting better. So you should be leaving the book behind. So I would say that when I was hired, we did something very much like a Scrum process. We had stand-up meetings. We talked about what we got done today, what we're going to do tomorrow, what we're blocked on. As time passed on, we just weren't blocked by anything anymore. And if you needed something, you talked to someone. And so that meeting is now extremely short. And it is, what is the team's workload, and what are the obstacles to getting that workload accomplished? Like, what is the current bottleneck for the team, and how can we source around getting that bottleneck removed? I think I'd still probably call it something like Scrum. Our engineering practices look very much like extreme programming. We are a little bit more emphasis on the regression test cycle and getting aggressive about regression testing than most of the XP literature, but we do test-driven development. Our developers do pair programming over the phone. Yeah, our meetings are over the phone, by the way, and we use tools to do screen sharing. And there's a tool called GNU Screen, GNU, that is a Unix-based, text-based screen share, and because it's text-based, it's very, very fast. So you find that when you're in text and when you're talking on the phone, you can do pair programming very effectively with somebody 500, 1,000, 2,000 miles away.
So do you envision an Agile methodology specifically geared for a distributed environment?
I think that book needs to be written, yes. Maybe those books need to be written. When you think about all the challenges that are facing our world today and the quality of life issues that are facing our world today and the way that populations are moving, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me to stick myself in a box and drive an hour each way to go sit in a cubicle. I mean, what if I could have those 2 hours back and do something productive with that time? What if I gave an hour and a half of that to my company for nothing? I think that day is coming. We might be a little early. It might be a while yet. We tend to stick to our traditions. And if it's working for a company, my intent is not to say you're doing it wrong. If it's working for you, that's great. But I think there are more ways to see the world than traditional corporate America has looked at least in the 20th century.
Okay. Well, thank you, Matt, for your time this afternoon. And we will be talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Yvette. I look forward to it.
Okay. Bye-bye.